This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan military and a powerful paramilitary force have engaged in fierce fighting in the capital and elsewhere in the country. A Sudanese doctors group says at least 27 people were killed, more than 180 wounded, as the two forces battled Saturday with armored vehicles, machine guns, and airstrikes. The fighting delivered a new blow to recent hopes of an eventual transition to democracy, and it raised fears of a wider conflict as fighting continued into Saturday night. The clashes capped months of heightened tensions between the armed forces and the Rapid Support Forces group. Those tensions had delayed a deal with political parties to get the country back to its short-lived transition to democracy. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva made a visit to the United Arab Emirates on Saturday. We get more details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Lula met with UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan on Saturday, where he was greeted with an official reception at the presidential palace. Lula made a stop in the Middle Eastern country on his way back from a trip to China. Officials from the two countries were seen exchanging signed documents in a video released by the UAE's Ministry of Presidential Affairs. The UAE is Brazil's top trading partner in the region, according to the country's official Emirates news agency. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
While the Biden administration sees minimal damage from the disclosure of highly classified documents related to the war in Ukraine and U.S. views of its allies and partners, that assessment still will get its first real test when U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets in Japan with counterparts from six of America's closest foreign friends. The 3 days of talks between the group of seven foreign ministers, which begins Sunday, may shed light on whether the disclosure has harmed trust between the allies or is only the latest embarrassment for the U.S. This is VOA News. Germany has switched off its three remaining nuclear power plants as part of a long-planned transition to renewable energy. The reactors shut down Saturday. The United States, Japan, China, France, Britain, and other industrialized countries are counting on nuclear energy to replace planet-warming fossil fuels. Germany's decision to stop using both has met skepticism. Defenders of atomic energy say fossil fuels should be phased out first, as part of a global effort to curb climate change, arguing that nuclear power produces far fewer greenhouse gas emissions. Anti-nuclear campaigners say the technology is unsafe, unstable, and not needed if wind and solar power are ramped up instead. Construction has begun on a barbed-wired fence along Finland's 800-mile-long border with Russia, less than 2 weeks after the country joined NATO. AP correspondent Karen Chamas tells us more.
Finnish border guards showcased the building of the initial 1.8-mile stretch of the fence to be erected near a crossing point off Imatra. Finland's 832-mile border with Russia is the longest of any European Union member. The main purpose of the 10-foot-high steel fence with a barbed wire extension on top is to prevent illegal immigration from Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida was evacuated unharmed after someone threw an explosive device Saturday in his direction while he was campaigning at a fishing port in western Japan, according to officials there. Police wrestled a suspect to the ground as screaming bystanders scrambled to get away and smoke filled the air. One police officer was slightly hurt, and Kishida continued campaign Saturday, but the chaotic scene was reminiscent of the assassination 9 months ago of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, which also came on a campaign tour and continues to reverberate in Japan's politics. A young man believed to be a suspect was arrested Saturday at the scene after he allegedly threw the suspicious object. Chief Cabinet Secretary told reporters that he refused to comment on the suspect's motive and background, saying police are still investigating. Elon Musk, SpaceX, is about to take its most daring leap yet with a round-the-world test flight of its mammoth Starship. It's the biggest and mightiest rocket ever built, with the lofty goals of ferrying people to the moon and Mars. Jetting almost 40 feet into the South Texas sky, Starship could blast off as early as Monday with no one on board. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.